5-1. This footy club is absolutely flying at the moment. We'll go back to last week, because a couple of you guys talked about probably let the game go late. Wasn't the case today. It seemed like every time you were challenged, it was a quick response to getting the ball back on your terms.
Yeah, well, look, last week was a good footy game. Bowen Heads come out all out attack. It was probably a game that we don't want to really be involved in too much, where we sort of want to set up well behind the ball. And I thought last week we probably got it wrong a lot. We don't want sides kicking 113 or whatever they kicked last week, and you know, in that shootout style. We'd rather sort of set up nice behind the ball, and then slingshot the other way once we win it. And I thought today we did that. We probably didn't kick the ball inside 50 as well as I would have liked. There was a forward territory game that we played. I thought we locked the ball in our front half a lot better than what we did last week. We got repeat entries. Our defenders, Whitley and these guys, set up well behind the ball. And so I think the look of the game today was more us. We just got to fix that. There's some stuff to work on, you know, that connection piece going forward. And yeah.
You talk about repeat entries. I think in that third quarter where you really got the game on your terms, it was like 16-4 or something ridiculous like that in terms of how often you were getting the ball inside 50.
Yeah, it was a good quarter. We were just a bit manic with our ball, so we just needed to slow it down and pick the right option a few times. But once we get our legs pumping, it's hard. The adrenaline, the crowd gets involved down here. It's a hard place to sort of slow down. But if we just had taken the juice out of it a little bit more and hit that last kick inside 50, I thought we could have had a really good quarter there and set us up for an easy game. Unfortunately, we couldn't do that. Newcombe were pretty good defensively. Even though we had a lot of inside 50s, I thought, you know, they're key defenders. I thought Webster was pretty good in the air. They didn't allow us to score easy. So although we had all those inside 50s, we couldn't quite capitalise.
Jamo, thanks for joining us. We spoke to Mira about some targeted recruiting that they've obviously done. Yours is probably not as well known, probably, but you certainly targeted some people that you needed to fit into your squad and the way you want to play footy.
Yeah, absolutely, Jace. I think the first couple of years down here, we just wanted to get games into to the local boys, and we got a couple of recruits in: Isaac Grant, Mick Henry land on our doorsteps, Lockie McCain, Jonas Seacamp, a few, you know, young guys that have contributed really well. We wanted to go shopping once we thought we had that base, and I think finishing third last year sort of showed that we're ready to go shopping. I think a few sides might get it wrong, where they go shopping a little bit too early and haven't quite got the one-pointers. I think with the point system, if you can get your one-pointers to be really competitive, and then you add a little sprinkle on top, and I think that's what we've done. We've bought in a lot of size. I think we got, everyone would know, in the finals last year, we got pushed around a little bit. So, you know, the Rippon brothers, Sammy Kalbfell, Jado Wright, these guys, big men, and come in at the top end, which is good. Billy Jones was good today. Trent Thompson you didn't see, but he's been super for us in the first part of the season. So, yeah, we brought in some adults, I would say, to look after the kids. And, it has been targeted. And, yeah, so far so good.
I always say my version is you need six, six and six. You need six young, six mid sort of range ages and six older blokes.
Yep.
Seems like you've probably got about that now.
Yeah, we have, you know, and I think we recruited two blokes over 30. I think Jake Lindray is our only player over 30, and then he acts like he's 15. So, but to add, the Rippon brothers, it didn't matter what age they were, we just wanted experience in.
Yeah.
So, and there'd be all those recruits that we speak about have been really good for the group. They've fitted in well, they get on well with the players, they train hard, they prepare well. So, it's good.
Jamo, part of Newcombe's game coming into this from analysing looked like that they were really composed with ball in hand, looked to chip the ball around and maintain possession. It was obviously something you identified. Maybe in the first quarter still allowed them way too many marks, but then looked to tighten that right up, squeeze the ground and get the ball turnover all along down the line.
Yeah, we did. We spoke about it. Pre-game about we wanted to locate. They get a lot of uncontested marks in funny areas. But then when the actual game started in the first, like, it's hard to tell sometimes from on the screen, but when the game started, I thought they were really good at getting their forwards high but lateral. So every time they won the contest, they just kicked a little dinky kick out, and our defenders just probably took too long to adapt to that. And you know, I don't like to send too many messages out adapting mid-quarter. I just think it if people don't know what you're talking about, they spend the next 5 minutes trying to work out what you were saying. So we had to wait till quarter time, but I thought we got it right after that. We actually went up with them as defenders, didn't allow that little lateral one out, and I thought once we did that and located a little bit better, we took their strength away from them, and yeah, we were able to get on top of the game.
And I thought an area of your game that was really strong today was your pressure around live ball, being able to come forward, impact and put pressure on them when they started to handball.
They're a good group. We put a fair bit of pressure on the forward group after last week's game. The only two stats we got beaten by Bowen Heads were rebound 50s and inside 50 tackles, so it just says that the forwards were trying to get on the end of it and not trying to lock the ball in. So I had a fair clip of it at them on Tuesday night. But, you know, the likes of Botel and these guys, heavy inside 50 today, tackles, chase, harass, just getting a hand in. I thought it was really good.
And for a player like Anscombe in Newcombe's defence, who's quite tall, wants to sit back and intercept mark, looked like he had the match-up on Jonty Rush, who was part of your team for his first game today, and he looked like he worked really high up the ground to try and drag Anscombe with him. Is that something that was a clear directive to him, or just something that unfolded naturally?
Yeah, probably unfolded naturally a little bit. We spoke about Webster and Anscombe's ability to intercept mark, and we wanted to just halve the contest. But we've also got Keenan Rush. We've got some tools that can really cover the ground. You've got to take their one wood away, which is that intercept mark, by getting them on the lead, getting them up high, and then trying to beat them out the back. So naturally, they just play that way, our boys, and Newcombe's tools play the other way, where they get in good spots, read the ball down the line, and get in the way. So, yeah, I think we halved a few contests today, which we needed to. Webster at Newcombe last year really killed us. So, yeah, we put a bit of time into him today. But, the tools just halved the contest a little bit more.
No easy games in this league, Jamo. Ocean Grove took Amos to 22 points today, so another tough game next week.
Yeah, it just keeps rolling, which is great. Yeah. You know, and it's a great competition at the moment, where if you're off, you'll get beaten. So, the other competition in town struggling in that sense, where you do have a few put your feet up and just watch the game. But unfortunately, when I was coaching in there, I hated those games, but now I wouldn't mind one. But,
that's right.
You turn up every week, right, and you've got to have your head on. So, it is. And, Ocean Grove have given us our fair share of beatings over the time, so it's a game that we always get up for regardless of ladder positions. But they beat us here 2 years ago in a really good game, and we'll look forward to playing them this week.
How's the non-sanctioned thirds going? Okay,
going very good, mate.
Yes, very good.
I think there's been probably 10 sides that have played now. We played Port Arlington here last night, and it pumps.
I heard you ran out of pies before the start of the game.
We run out of everything. It's don't blame that on me, you bloke. It's going to be a juggernaut. Like, it's what I've always said. There's no one missing out on a game at Queenscliff at the moment. We've got 25 playing in the thirds, and all the other sides. Newcombe have got one. All the sides that are working hard to attract people to their footy clubs are able to put them out on the park week in, week out. So, it's been great for us. Training numbers are high. Competition for spots, our reserves today, I thought, were fantastic. Probably their best game this year, because, the competition for spots is healthy underneath them as well. So, I'm in favour.
Yes,
of
we've heard those practice matches. That's right.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
No worries. Thanks for coming down, guys.
It's always a pleasure.
I actually mentioned to the group before it, a couple of years ago, Queenscliff versus Newcombe in match of the day in Geelong. I think people would have laughed at us, but it's great to have you down to the Cooter Bowl. It's good to see you guys are doing all the games around Geelong, you know, we really appreciate it. And the boys will be able to watch the game back with a bit of commentary, which will be good.
Fantastic. Good luck. I'm sure we'll see you throughout the season.
Thanks, guys.
No worries. Hey, Jamison, the coach of the Queenscliff Football and Netball Club, joining us this afternoon.